Welcome to the Million Dollar Peace Podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten Roldan, and I help people build peaceful million and multi-million dollar businesses all day. I'm a New Yorker that ran a multiple six-figure funnel agency before becoming a million dollar business coach. I support coaches, service providers, and agency owners inside my two programs, Million Dollar Email and Million Dollar CEO, where I have enrolled hundreds of clients exclusively through email with a list below 1,000 subscribers and a lean team of just contractors. I'm able to take off from my business for months at a time without operations, delivery, or sales stopping. People are shocked by how much we do with such little stress, payroll, and social media. I'm on a mission to eliminate burnout from the industry, and I believe we can with the right team, systems, and mindset. I want more millionaires that aren't overworked and stressed. I want you to have peace. And that starts at the side hustle, six-figure, and multiple six-figure levels. Around here, we believe no peace means no growth, and we've got work to do. So let's dive in. Hello, peaceful millionaires. Welcome back to the podcast. We're doing another walk and talk episode. These have become my favorite, actually. These have become my favorite. If this is your first episode where I do this, this is where I walk, I talk. The audio does what it does. You're going to hear cars, you're going to hear things, but the content is always worth it. So I want to talk today about what to do when your team is not doing well. This has been coming up a lot with my clients. Their team not doing well, and like, what does that even mean? Like, okay, some of the ways that your team may not be doing well is they're not hitting deadlines. They're telling you they're overwhelmed, right? And so they're struggling with keeping up with work or even initiating work or getting things done, or they're telling you to give them less work or whatever. They also may be making mistakes, small and large, right? Small and large mistakes. So what do you need to do when your team isn't doing well? The first thing, and it's going to be surprising to a lot of you, but the first thing you need to do is look at your team meetings. Okay. Your team meetings are the core of your business. How you run your team meetings are how you run everything. And that's really what I've noticed over coaching my clients these past few years on their team systems and mindset. I've noticed that they sleep on the power of their team meetings. Like, they do not see their team. They see their team meetings as like either a brain dump creative session with their team where they just kind of let it all out, or they see their team meetings as like, how do you say, like, you know, just a thing on the calendar. Like, oh yeah, we just check in real quick. Like, they see it as a quick check-in. They don't see it as a moment for them to lead their team, right? And their team, not only to update you on your their progress, but like you, like that's where your leadership really shines, is on your team meetings, right? It shows how, you know, like just honestly how good of a leader you are. And what I mean by that is, for example, if you're just showing up to your team meetings and you're just like, hey, yeah, okay, let me know, right? Instead of being like, hey, I have this prepared. This is what I want to make sure we talk about. Let's make sure we cover this. Also, where are you at on this? Did you XYZ, right? Like, it shows your management skills, whether you're actually managing well or you're under managing, right? And a lot of you are under managing. When your team isn't doing well, you're under managing. So the way you fix under management is looking at your team meetings. Now, your team meetings, a lot of people are surprised by this too, especially if they have long team meetings. Your team meetings should only be 30 minutes long, no more than that, right? And it's just you and your OBM. 30 minutes long, and you go over everything in your business, right? So you have an agenda where you go over everything in your business, each area of it, and the different projects that you have moving. And on that team meeting is where they update you on their progress. Then they ask you questions that they need to keep moving forward. You delegate to them, right? Any next steps, give them any answers they need for it. Okay. It's also a place where you provide feedback and reviews on things, right? Like, maybe you need to review something before it's finalized. That's where you do that. Okay. So you should really be able to see your entire business on that team meeting. Okay. And if you are not, right, or if those team meetings aren't organized in a way where it's keeping up with not only upcoming projects, but on past ones that are currently in progress, like ones that you already delegated. That's how things fall through the cracks. That's how mistakes get made. All of that, right? So it starts with looking at your team meetings. And inside Million Dollar CEO, I have a signature team meeting workflow that I teach my CEOs to do that helps their OBMs to lead the meeting, right? They're the ones like primarily leading the meeting. So when I say like your leadership is shining, I more so mean in the way you show up to it, how you're prepared for it, what you expect from it, right? Showing your team what you expect on those team meetings. That's what I mean by that. But we have it to where your OBM is leading the team meeting, okay? This workflow really is centered around helping your OBM to lead the team meeting, right? Helping them lead the team meeting, and you get all of the updates you need, provide all of the information your team needs in that one spot. Okay. And it makes it to where nothing falls through the cracks, right? And it makes it to where nothing just gets put on your OBM unexpectedly or randomly to where they would get super overwhelmed and like, you know, not be able to meet the deadline. It wasn't realistic, all those things, right? It makes it to where you're planned enough in advance as a CEO as well to where if an OBM, a big question that people ask me, they're always like, is it me or is it them, right? This workflow helps you know that very clearly because you're like, oh, either I didn't do this or it's me or I did and it's them, right? And now I have to figure out how to help them to make it better, to perform better, right? So this like helps you with that, but really making it to where it's organized and you can see your entire business. So people ask me a lot, like, how are you running your agency and your million-dollar coaching business and like all these clients and all these things that you have going on one team meeting a week? I'm like, because of how it's organized in our workflow for it, right? So I teach that inside million-dollar CEO. So that's number one, is check your team meetings. Is your OBM coming prepared for it? Are you coming prepared for it? Do y'all have the right agenda for it? Not just a little like, okay, where are you at? Right? No, that's not enough. That's not going to be enough. That's why things are falling through the cracks, right? And not coming in and delegating ideas. No, you need to delegate decisions, right? It's also about how you delegate. We have an entire delegation framework as well that helps you know how to delegate effectively, because a lot of y'all don't actually know how to delegate, even when you think you do. Like, you're like, oh, I'm super detailed. That's not, being detailed does not mean you delegated effectively, right? So making sure that you're delegating all of that. So it starts there. Then it's asking yourself, before you raise their hours or before you insert yourself into it, like, for example, let's say you're an agency owner and you're like, I just need to jump into client work. Like, I just need to get my hands in it and see where they're at and yada, yada, yada. Or like, I got to help them because we got deadlines and they're non-negotiable. I got to help them get it in, right? Get it done. So before you raise their hours or you jump in, right, you're going to ask yourself a very simple question. What system can solve this? What's the systems issue, right? You're going to say, oh, this is just a systems thing. And you're going to say that to your team as well, right? You're going to say, oh, what's the systems thing? Right? Or what, however you want to say it, whatever your style is, like, this is just a system thing. So what systems would help you to be able to hit that deadline? Right? Instead of immediately being like, oh, you're overwhelmed. Oh, okay, well, we could take this off and we could deprioritize this and we could do that. You can simply stand in your leadership, right? Take a beat and just say, oh, okay, so what needs to be done in order to achieve all of this by the deadline? What would help you get it done? What system would help you? How can I help you create a system for this? Let's create it right now together, right? Rather than just being like, oh yeah, yeah, that's fine. Just, yeah, you can add an extra, some extra hours, or, oh yeah, it's okay. I'll jump in and I'll do this and I'll do that, right? It's like, no, what's the systems issue, right? Or another underrated question for your team when they're not doing well is, a car just went by and of course I lost it. But another underrated question is, how are you working? Right? Like, tell me how you're working. How exactly are you working? Because usually a lot of the time when a team member is having an issue, it's all about how they're working and they're not working efficiently or in a way that like makes sense for them and their schedule or whatever it is. Right? And it's like, oh, you just have to organize it like this. And you can help them and support them rather than jump in and do it for them, right? Or get mad at them or whatever. You could be very neutral and be like, okay, tell me how you're working. Oh, okay, this is why. It's because you're doing this. Here's what I would recommend, right? I just recently did this on a team meeting myself where I had an agency team member that was like, I'm really struggling with like the way we kind of organize the workload. And we had set up a system to where they could like pace themselves right on part-time hours, all of that. And they were like, yeah, it's still like feeling a little sticky for me because of X, Y, Z. And I was like, okay, wait, like tell me about your day-to-day. Like, how are you working? And then they were like, well, I'm, you know, trying to get it all done in this sitting and da da da. And I was like, oh, or they were like, oh, it's, you know, I'm studying the client before, like while I'm writing. And I was like, oh, okay. So what it sounds like is a lot of your writing time is being taken up by research time. So what we need to do is you need to have a research session before you write and then get into writing. Don't convolute the two. That's what's slowing you down. And she was like, oh, okay. And then she hit her deadline, right? And it was fine. And she was like, oh, I'm writing faster, right? But if I were just like, oh, okay, well, let's try to rework it again. Or let's see, like, that's another thing is y'all will kind of, you'll throw out the whole system you just created too. Cause a lot of, sometimes my clients will be like, no, Kirsten, I did the system, but like, they still don't like it or it's still not going well. They're still not doing well with it. And I'm like, yeah, you're like, don't throw it out. Figure out how to help them work within the system and go from there. Like, break the system in a little bit. Yeah, the system's going to be, it's going to break a little, but like break it in a little bit. It's okay, right? Take a minute with it. You're going to learn so much more rather than just jumping out of it. So when your team isn't doing well, team meetings, how you're running them, how you're leading them, how you're organizing them, right? Because your team meetings is how you never let a team member miss a deadline or forget about something or, you know, something that was, you know, should have gone across your desk, wasn't reviewed or whatever it is, right? I just had a client who had an issue with their team where they lost a significant amount of money on a contract. And I was asking them, like, where was the like review process? Like, why didn't you like review it before or anything like that? And she had all these SOPs. She had all this, like she had a ton of SOPs. And she was like, well, I was just trying to like, you know, like have them take care of it. I gave them all the SOPs. I gave them everything they need to look at. Like they knew exactly what to look for, all those things. And I was like, yeah, but like you're trying to delegate it. Like you're over delegating a little bit, right? Something like that needs, you may need to add a review to the SOP, for example, right? You're over delegating. So like, then she was like, oh, okay. I just need to add a review on my team meetings. So I was like, right. So it can be that simple. Team meetings, making sure no mistakes are happening. You're not missing something. Deadlines aren't getting pushed, anything like that. And then from there, actually leading your team by thinking like a systems first CEO. Right? Being neutral and thinking systems first. Those are going to be how you increase your team's performance. This is the kind of stuff that will make or break your profit this year. Like you will either end this year and be like, man, I wish I had more profit. Or you'll be like, I had so much I didn't even know what to do with. Right? And so inside Million Dollar CEO, we help you increase your profit in 90 days or less by 50%. Right? So with that, we teach you all of these skills inside Million Dollar CEO. And we look at where are you losing profit because of how your team is performing and how can we increase it by 50% in as fast as 90 days, right? So if you want to learn more about Million Dollar CEO, join the waitlist in the show notes. I hope this was helpful. I'll see you in the next episode.